Brilliance Audio. The Astronaut and the Star by Jen Comfort. Performed by Lucy Rivers and Oliver Clark. To Pop Pop, thank you for passing the writing genes on to me. In your honor, I'll try to get rich and famous. Chapter 1. Wes's off-key rendition of Europe's The Final Countdown crackled over her headset. Reggie took a long, deep breath. Her exhale misted the visor of her helmet before dissipating so she could see the drab instrument panel she was working on. If she looked up and out into space, her entire field of vision would be swallowed by the vivid blues and greens of Earth, and she'd have to deal with the dizzying but false sensation of falling back down to the surface. "Wes, how you doing on timeline?" she asked. They'd been allocated 6.5 hours for this run-through, but yesterday, two of her colleagues had completed the exercise in a record-breaking 6 hours and 3 minutes. Reggie could beat that. After all, astronaut Regina Reggie Hayes had done everything else she'd set her mind to do. Before the age of 35, Reggie had graduated with honors from MIT, deployed twice as a combat naval aviator, finished a master's degree in planetary geology, accumulated over 2,000 hours of flight time as a test pilot, and, after being selected for NASA's astronaut program on her first try, already completed a coveted mission aboard the International Space Station. Aside from one small incident 6 months ago, Reggie was, as they like to say, the best of the best. Above all, she was a Hayes, and the Hayeses didn't sully their unblemished reputation for excellence by accepting second place. Ever. If only Wes would cooperate. His humming cut off. In his languorous southern drawl, he replied, "Running a little long, but nothing to worry about." Of course he was. Irritation swelled in the back of her throat, but she compartmentalized it before it spilled out. Emotions were an unnecessary distraction in space, where even the smallest screw-up could be fatal. More importantly, she couldn't afford to lose her cool, not with the board narrowing down their Artemis III lunar mission shortlist this week. If all went according to plan, and Reggie was selected to join the crew, she'd have the opportunity to win the coveted title of First Woman on the Moon. It was a goal she'd been striving toward with single-minded purpose for well over a decade. A legendary, awe-inspiring accomplishment worthy of history books. Hell, her mother might even deign to have her secretary send a congratulatory card. Now that would make not murdering Wes during this training exercise worth it, no matter how much he deserved it. Reggie held up her left arm until the checklist attached to the wrist of her spacesuit was visible. She was on her last task. "I'm almost done over here. Why don't I head on over?"
"I got this, Hayes."
"Do you, though?" Reggie stifled the retort. "Good to hear," she said instead. Maybe she'd sounded a tad sarcastic. So hard to tell with all the static. Okay, so she didn't exactly play well with others, but she'd managed to get this far without winning popularity contests, hadn't she? Her temperament had only gotten her into trouble one time. That had been an outlier, one she'd continued to overcome by being so damn good at her job that nothing else mattered.
"How about a song request instead? You said no country, right? Well, I think I've got just the song for you."
She could almost hear Wes's grin through the comms. Reggie ignored him. "Houston, what's our time?" A veteran astronaut, Nadine, was playing the role of ground control for their exercise today. 5 hours, 28 minutes, you're right on target." "Copy." Reggie tried to refocus on the task before her, but all she could think about was Wes, somewhere out of sight on the aft end of the station, taking his sweet time. Wes didn't seem to care about beating yesterday's record. He was one of those guys who'd be genuinely excited to receive a participation trophy. He'd even signed up for the one assignment no astronaut in their right mind wanted. He was going off-site for a whole month to train some Hollywood actor for a movie role instead of getting to do actual science and mission prep work. Worse, he'd be filmed the entire time, essentially filling the role of on-camera babysitter for some sort of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?